The Art Gallery of New South Wales has acquired a 10-metre-long painting by world-renowned artist Takashi Murakami. It's made of 502 silk screens, and it portrays a cat. The painting is the centrepiece of a new exhibition called Japan Supernatural. Eleni Soltis has been at the exhibition for RN Breakfast.
The supernatural takes many forms in Japan. There are shape-shifting cats, red hands dangling out of trees, the blue monk who kidnaps children, or the little girl who has a habit of crawling out of television screens to claim her victims. American writer and Japanese comic book expert Zach Davison says Japan is certainly not short of creepy characters.
They call it the 8 million gods and monsters of Japan, where the word 8 million is actually just supposed to mean a very large number, right? But over time, and society changes, and as we're less afraid of some monsters, they sort of retire, and new monsters are born, and it's this constant churning of shapes and forms that can take on anything really limited only by imagination.
Zach Davison is in Australia for the opening of the Japan Supernatural exhibition at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. About 180 paintings, carvings and sculptures are on display, and the gallery's centrepiece is an artwork titled, Stay With Me, Japan Supernatural. Vertiginous after staring at the empty world too intensely, I found myself trapped in the realm of lurking ghosts and monsters. Long title, I know, and it took world-renowned artist Takashi Murakami a long time to complete.
Honestly, like a kind of a big headache this, you know, almost 2 years.
And it came to a climax during the typhoon.
Oh, yeah. But that is, you know, for me is a little bit good luck because my, you know, team, you know, people cannot go back to home. So, like, stay longer.
His team of artists burnt the midnight oil during last month's Typhoon Hagibis, and he says fortunately for them, flights recommenced out of Japan and the artwork arrived in Sydney on time.
Deadline. So, and from the museum, big pressure. So is that the finish? It's, you know, I cannot say no. So that means, like, I cannot sleep, like, you know, like 1 week, like 2 hours, 3 hours, like a very short sleeping. And then woke up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, very early morning. And then I found the cat, you know, big cat image. Oh, this is can combine with, you know, my samurai paintings.
His painting is made up of 502 individual silk screens and takes up an entire wall of the gallery. And at the center is Murakami's possessed fat cat, with large psychedelic eyes surrounded by demons and ghosts.
I think with a commission, sometimes you don't get exactly what you expect, but that is the beauty of a commission as opposed to, you know, going to an artist studio or going to a commercial gallery and, you know, and picking the painting or the sculpture that captures your attention.
That's the gallery's director, Dr. Michael Brand.
In a commission, it is a more open process, but we wanted to let him loose a bit to see what he would do. We know we wanted a work of scale. I think we certainly succeeded with that. And then it's just this really interesting process of seeing how it develops. I did the initial studio visit probably 18 months ago to...
Checking the progress.
But mainly the creative process, because you know that artists can get really locked and blocked on something to which they're very passionate about. Takashi is really... He struggled at points to realize it. But what he did know was we were serious commissioners, you know, and we were sort of on his side, and we had curators who understood what he was trying to achieve.
As serious commissioners, how much was the painting?
We don't reveal things like that. We don't like to talk about the cost of works, but clearly it's an expense. I mean, it's not a seven-figure commission, but we don't want to go into all the details. But this is a very, very significant commission for the Art Gallery of New South Wales. When these commissions work, as I believe this has and will, it does become, you know, something, an additional part of the DNA of our museum, of our sort of history, our personality, is this work. It'll be loved in the exhibition, but then very beautifully it'll be loved and admired and viewed, you know, for years and years to come by future generations, which is what a masterwork in a collection can do. I mean, Blue Poles does that for National Gallery of Australia, for Australia in general, and this will do its own thing here in Sydney.
And there's a copy of that book in the corner over here, but he painted one scroll with the same.
The works on display have come from numerous galleries around the world, including the British Museum, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and the Minneapolis Institute of Art. There are even works by the great artist Katsushika Hokusai from the Edo period. Curator Melanie Eastburn says there's also a 250-year-old guidebook.
The oldest work is the Sekien book in the first room from the 1770s, which was that first sort of encyclopedia of the yokai creatures brought together. And that was very popular, widely distributed sort of book that people had and shared and was in publication for a long time. And so that really began how it is that we look at these creatures and how we expect them to look, because it was the first time they were published and widely seen.
That's exhibition curator at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Melanie Eastburn, ending that wonderful report from Eleni Soltis. Thanks very much indeed, Eleni.